We read from Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. In Jesus' name, beloved of God. During the last weeks of the school year, every speaker who walks to this lectern knows that this may be the last time that he will ever be privileged so to address some of you in his lifetime. But that is true every single day of the year, too. And so there's no new message as you leave these halls and classrooms. Instead, the apostle reminds us again to live according to the gospel by faith in the Son of God. Now, Paul is not talking here about life after death, but about the life we live in the body on this planet. In connection with this passage, it often helps me to remember one of my wife's relatives. Over 120 years ago, back in the 19th century, when Heinrich Gieschen of Emsen, Germany, was 4 years old, his one-year-old brother died of the croup. And a few weeks later, his seven-year-old sister died of scarlet fever. And that left Heinrich the one to grow up into the family woodworking business and become a carpenter or cabinet maker like his father, Hermann. So when he finally approached his father one day and said he really wanted to become a teacher, it was out of the question. The father apparently thought it over, though, because somehow Heinrich did manage to enter the teacher's school at Mittelkirchen. And he worked very hard at his studies. When he was about 17, some of you have been that, an epidemic of typhus raged through the area of the lower Elbe River. There simply were not enough caregivers to go around. So when Heinrich contracted the disease, his family was notified that the outlook was not good. His father, Hermann, immediately packed his suitcase, commended his family to the care of the Heavenly Father, and set out for school. He said, in German, of course, "God forbid that I should stay at home and my firstborn son die for lack of proper care." It was warm that spring, and the room in which he found his son was small. The window was small, one window, and his son was very sick. Day and night, the father bathed the feverish boy. He boiled water, and when it cooled, forced small sips of it between his son's parched lips. Slowly, after weeks, the fever went down, and the father was able to spoon small sips of broth into his son's mouth. Then came the day when Heinrich opened his eyes and saw his father's face, haggard and worn but smiling. Heinrich felt a surge of love as he realized his father had come to take care of him. Gratefully, he fell asleep, and Hermann also breathed a prayer of thanksgiving as he lay down to rest. Soon the boy was well enough to travel, and Hermann brought his son back home. When they arrived home, Heinrich was put to bed, and Hermann also decided to lie down, for he did not feel so well. As Heinrich drifted in and out of healing sleep, his father died on the 25th of July from the illness that he had picked up at the school. When Heinrich's pleas to see his father could no longer be put off, and he was thought strong enough to take the news, he was told of his father's death. He lay very still for a moment and then whispered, "For me. It was because of me." He became so melancholy that his grandfather sent him to visit his uncle in America, who happened to be a minister, until his spirits improved. He never went back to Germany. Instead, he enrolled in the Lutheran Seminary near Milwaukee and became a pastor in Plum City, Wisconsin, bringing the good news of forgiveness to many. He married my wife's great aunt, Lydia Thurl, and was blessed with a family of his own. And his daughter said that in all the years she knew her father, he always became quiet toward the end of July. And on each July 25th, he would go into his study early in the morning and stay there until evening. When the children got older, he would tell them the story as many times as they asked. And he always ended it by saying very softly, "For me. It was because of me." Now, Heinrich's father did not know that going to Mittelkirchen would mean his death, but your dear Savior knew the hell that he would have to suffer to rescue you and me from the burning fever of God's righteous anger and from eternal death. But he came anyway. And if Heinrich had reason to remember his father's self-sacrificing care every year, you and I have far more reason to remember every day the Lord's great love in laying down his life for us when we were yet sinners, absolutely no redeeming social value whatsoever. So as you leave Emmanuel, and even if you never set foot on this campus again, do not stop having daily chapel. Go into your heart's study every day, away from all the distracting little sights and sounds that would rob you of your concentration. And remember, for me. It was because of me. He loved me and gave himself for me. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, is what will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Let's rise for hymn 179.